The Jason Greger Show presents Struds On Trash Talk.
Awesome. Thanks, Ray. Appreciate your time.
Buddy. Yep. Have a great week.
That's Ray Ferraro from TSN.
Sherman, do you ever score in the shootout, Ray?
I know. I'm late.
He was just on.
Get him back on the line.
Hey, Costanza.
Star Wars.
Han Solo. Guy's such a stud. And I have a crush on the big guy there. He's such
Harrison Ford.
Oh, God. He's such a stud. God, he's a stud.
Okay, like she's...
Staying up to date.
I'm not even kidding. You and I listen to Lenny Kravitz now, and I love that song American Woman, so it's in a regular playlist. I hear it, I'm like, yeah, those two are happily together. I'm glad they're doing well, all this kind of stuff. And then you hear that kind of thing. An old dirty bastard. I mean, at least the other two are alive. This guy passed away. It's been 17 years. That's really hard to swallow. Rest in peace, ODB.
It's time for Struds On.
A good sore. So I'm just going to kind of take a temperature out here. So, you know, I not to toot my own horn, but I do like to work out, like to be physical. Now, I'm not a specimen or anything, but I'm in, you know, decent shape for 47. But one of the weird quirks I have, and Connor, I want to get your thoughts, and people can chime in at 10, 12, 60. I actually like when I'm sore from working out. So one of the things I like to do is I'll ride my bike over to the Fox Drive stairs, and I'll you know, do the stairs, right? Get up and down the stairs however many times. Put the tunes on, you know, maybe a little Rick Springfield if things are going really good, or Garth Brooks, or maybe if I'm feeling a little melancholy, slip into some Cranberries. Just depends the mood, right? But I love doing it. I did it Sunday morning. I love to do it like summer early mornings on the weekends. I love just buzzing around and doing it. But it happens every time. My calves get so sore and stiff that I can barely move. And this week I'm doing my hockey camp, and I put my skates on. I always find it's the day after. So I put my skates on tape. My calves were so stiff, I could barely skate. Like, if I was a parent watching the stands, I'm like, did this guy even play hockey? He could barely skate because my calves are so stiff. But I love it. I absolutely love that feeling of soreness. Now, everyone, some, you know, depending on what you do, some people, whatever, they do bench press or run or whatever, you get that soreness, right? You get that, especially if it's something you haven't done, you know, consistently for the last while. But Connor, I like that sore feeling. Now, I know you work out and many people listening, but does anyone else out there like that sore feeling you get from that feeling? And again, it can be anything. It doesn't have to be a hero workout, but anything that just causes that soreness.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if I like it. Like, it's a sense of accomplishment. Like, okay, it's a pain, but it's for a good reason. I took about, I want to say, maybe 6 weeks off the gym between you know, vacations and things going on. And I went back maybe 2 weeks ago, Struddy, and
go on.
One day I did a little upper body, you know, did the chest press and flies, things like that. And I will tell you, I came into work and like lifting up a piece of paper hurt. And it was like, I couldn't do it without like groaning, like, ugh. And you know, people ask questions, and I would say, you know, it's a good pain. This is a good soreness. It wasn't like I slept wrong or, you know, those other random pains that come with aging. It was, I went to the gym and, you know, clearly did a good workout, and I'm feeling it today. So I don't know if I love it, but it is kind of a sense that you did something good, and good things will come from it. But yeah, every time you stay away from the gym for a while, it tends to come back. I don't know, like, if that's just me. I think it's just kind of inevitable. I haven't really had it too bad, though, you know, once I go to the gym consistently. Maybe I'm not pushing myself like you are.
Well, I don't know what I push. I do pretty consistent things, but I just do. I like thinking that I push my body. Now, there's, you know, pushing, then there's, you know, going crazy, like swimming from you know, downtown Edmonton to Devon uphill. Like, it's just crazy. But you do. There is feeling. So I'm not. Doesn't look like I'm the only one. Send the text in at 10-12-60. Hey, I like the soreness everywhere except my legs, from Jerry. Yeah, the legs is where I feel it the most. No pain, no gain. Strutty, you're a sick man. Nobody likes being sore. Ha, ha, ha. Same way here, Strud. Pain is the way. Laugh out loud. And I enjoy it. I can barely walk today, and I'm living the dream. Ha, ha, from KCF. And it's like, I enjoy that feeling. I don't know what it is. It is, and it's not like I'm not a guy that enjoys getting pain. Like, I don't really enjoy being hurt anymore. Like, I don't want to, you know, I, getting run over by Jed Roberts would not be something I'd enjoy. Like, it's not, that doesn't make sense to me. But, you know, if he wants to go work out, the big man, well, I'm not going to lift him. But if I want to, you know, do stuff, that's different, right? And I like that feeling, and I like that. I think it just kind of tells you you're testing your muscles out a little bit, right?
What's your post workout routine? Like, are you hopping on the foam roller? Are you stretching out? You take the ice bath? Anything like that?
No, I do stretch at night, though. I try to, you know, when everyone goes to bed, and we go to, I think I've talked about it, they go to bed pretty early here in our, you know, Stradwick house. So I do stretch out at night. Now, just, it could be just something simple as just stretching out, and just a stationary stretch, or taking, something easy. Rolling out a bit, I do have a roller. So I do that. Here, this one comes in from Mike. He's like, "Strutty, I love feeling the burn." And yeah, like, everyone is kind of, everyone's got their own thing, right? That makes it happen. Hell yeah, Struts. If you ain't sore after, then did you even lift? Hey, Strut, chest soreness is great. Leg workouts and the something after is the worst. Sitting on a toilet is painful. Yeah, that is tough. That is tough. Does throwing your wife out while doing something for your wife count? No. No, it does not. That does not. That, because, you know, we're all, but when you get over that, like, I'm starting to tell, there are times where you just tweak your back for no reason. And that is, you know, pretty embarrassing, actually. Especially if you didn't do anything, right? And I'm not saying we all get injured, but it is a little bit kind of work.
That's the bad pain, though, Strutty. Like, when you wake up because you slept weird and your neck hurts.
Yeah.
That's the pain. I assume you don't like that pain.
Well, sometimes I see the way my kids are sleeping. I'm like, how the hell do they not wake up with, like, you know, no mobility in their whole body? And then just pop up like, "Hey, Dad, what's up?" I'm like, oh, and then I'm up and my calves are sore, my ankles are sore. Like, I'm just like, what the hell is going on here? Hey, I enjoy the workout pain in the upper body. Feels nice and a great reminder that you can put in the work. That being said, I despise the pain in the legs. That kind of pain can go straight to hell. Pretty aggressive text. See, I prefer to know, because I think this is what I think most people, and judging by the people I see in the gym sometimes, they all seem to work their upper bodies more than their legs. And I believe that there's no extra payment at a gym to use the leg machines as there is the upper body machines. I might be wrong, but I think that is the one thing that is the same price. So get in there and don't be afraid. Calf machine, squat rack, leg press, anything like that. Leg curls. I love a good leg curl. Ooh, mama. Single leg or leg curls. I love it.